To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sun came a wax a few minutes past 3 p.m. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So much to talk about today. Oh, my Lord. Oh, the giveaway. Yes, yes, yes. We are doing a giveaway this week. We are giving away Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets. They are going to play Hollywood Casino Amphitheater next year, August 6th. If you're caller number 7, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120, you will get two tickets to Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And you'll be talking to Andrew, so make sure you're nice to him. Okay, let's start with the Epstein case. I have been dying to talk to you. In fact, I almost texted you yesterday, but I didn't want to bug you. I think the
text me anytime. It's fine.
I think the reason, one of the reasons at least, that Biden didn't do anything with the Epstein files is because it was sealed, because it was under investigation. And the fact that Trump initiated a DOJ investigation against Bill Clinton and Larry Summers and all that, isn't that going to abrogate the release of any files, even if they pass a law?
Boy, I don't think so. I think the statute would override that.
Okay.
I would need to do a deep dive into that. And off the top of my head, though, I think that the law as passed would override the fact that it's under seal, because the statute, the Congress would have to follow the law as passed. I'm sorry, the courts would have to follow the law as passed. And so if there was a specific law like this one that just passed, would override the seal that would be placed on the investigation. Now, again, I need to do a little research on that, but I'll text you when I'm finished with that.
Okay. Yeah, that seemed like it to me. Go ahead, Rach.
Well, Brad, this isn't really a legal question, so maybe this is an unfair question, but maybe you've been able to find the answer on this. What changed between last week when it's, the president was lobbying folks to not release the files, and then yesterday when he did a 180? Do we know? what caused that? Because I haven't been able to find a reason for that.
Well, there's been no stated reason, but I think we know exactly what the reason is. And it's the reason that we've talked about here last week and last month and several months ago. And that is, this just is not going away. It's never going to go away. And I don't think even this law is passed is going to make it go away, because even though there may or may not be any fire here, there's a lot of smoke. And that smoke is really just grasping the public's attention. And so unless Trump had some sort of cover, he just can't keep saying, I don't want to talk about it. Because then every press conference is dominated with this. Every time he meets with a foreign official, it's dominated by Epstein. And so he has to have cover. And this gives him political cover by saying, Congress passed a law. I signed it. You know, whatever it is that Congress put in the law, I didn't draft the law, so I'm going to abide by whatever Congress says. And it allows him to dodge the bullet. Sorry to use that term given his past, but I think it's his political cover, and he's realized he had to get it.
So, Brad, you're one of my best conservative friends, and I wanted to ask you about what happened today in the Oval Office. First of all, just rolling out the red carpet, literally and figuratively, for the Crown Prince of Saudi, and then when an ABC longtime, decades-long White House correspondent asked about Khashoggi and about the Epstein files, Trump goes off and says, you're not only a terrible reporter, you're a terrible person, and we're going to look into having ABC's license pulled, which now several Republican politicians have put that into motion. And then on the Khashoggi question, said that everyone in the world respects MBS, but a lot of people didn't like Khashoggi and things happen. He is my president. I'm not one of those people like with Biden. He is my president. I expect more from him. I'm just wondering how that hit you.
Well, there's actually several issues there to unpack. First, there's the issue of Khashoggi and should that be an issue? I believe it's a legitimate issue to raise. However, on the flip side, if we were to not maintain cordial relationships with countries that do bad things, we could not have a relationship with any country,
agreed,
including ourselves. Okay, including ourselves. So I don't know that that in of itself is a basis to not do business with the Saudis. I mean, look at what Mossad has done. Oh my goodness. But we support Israel, and I'm in full agreement of supporting Israel. So even though it's a legitimate question, I don't think that it's a basis upon which to sever ties with Saudi Arabia. The bigger issue, though, is this idea that you can threaten the licensing of a network simply based on a legitimate political question. And that is absurd, and it's profoundly dangerous. Because if you allow, and I don't think the courts would ever allow this, not this current Supreme Court, not any court, would allow the president to have the license of a network pulled based upon simply asking a question at a press conference. I don't see it ever happening. And if it did happen, the courts would reverse it so quickly. If you want to see a 9-0 decision at the Supreme Court, go forward with this, because John Roberts and Alito and Ketanji Brown Jackson would all be singing from the same hymnal when it comes to not allowing the president to pull a license based upon a question they didn't like.
So one of the stories you have today is national security blocks Epstein files release.
Yeah, and this is why I think all of everything that we saw today, I think, is really just, I don't want to call it a psyop because that sounds conspiratorial. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I don't think that this has any relevance other than to try to pass the buck. Because if in this bill that was passed, it allows Attorney General Biondi to, and I'm quoting here, make a determination that covered information may not be declassified and made available in a manner that protects the national security of the United States, unquote. So in essence, if there's anything in any of the files that the Attorney General says, you know what, we obtained this information in a certain way, they don't have to jump through those hoops. If she just doesn't like something that's in the Epstein files, she can slap a classification on it, state that the manner in which the U.S. obtained this information is covert, and so therefore we can't reveal it, and then it doesn't get disclosed. Now, there has to be a summary about that information if anything is classified, but who writes the summary? The Attorney General. And it's non-reviewable. So I really just see this as an opportunity for the president, for Republicans, for Democrats even, because there's a lot of Democrats. You know, Bill Clinton is rumored to be in these files. Larry Summers, lots of Democrats and Republicans. This is just a way for Washington to protect itself, and it's not really going to achieve anything, I don't think.
You know, I had a theory this morning, Brad, that lasted about 3 hours. my theory was that very rich people, and I'm not talking about your friend who hit it in real estate and has has $5 million. I'm talking about big time billionaires, oligarch kind of people, that they are analogous to NATO in that an attack on one is attack on all and they circle the wagons. But then seeing that the right is saying, hey, Clinton, Larry Summers, it seems to have more to do with party than it does money.
Well, I the best analysis that I've read on this week was a piece from The Atlantic, which talked about the title was Eyes Wide Shut is Real. And the idea, you know, Eyes Wide Shut, that was the Tom Cruise movie that came out in 99. And it was very salacious sexually. And it showed all these people who didn't get along with each other politically, but all the powerful would get together and do weird stuff. And I think we've seen that with Epstein and with other situations. And listen, the only thing that's stronger than a political bind is, I think, money. And so with all of these rich and powerful people, I think you're right, Dave, that they're going to hang together, even if they completely disagree with each other politically. They're going to hang together because it's in their interest to protect the rich and powerful.
So yeah. Go ahead, Rach.
I mean, yeah, you're so right. It might be power, it might be money, but what it definitely is not about is protecting the victims or listening to the victims, hearing them out in any way. I mean, it's just so disgusting that gets completely lost in the shuffle of what's going on.
Yeah.
It's all about like everyone covering their butts in the situation.
Last topic, bringing it back to home, the continuing saga of Sheriff Montgomery. I guess they had the Quarantino scheduled for today, but someone forgot to wake him up and he couldn't make it to court. What? I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
No, there's actually a little bit more substance to it. I was geared up today to follow this trial. And just to give a quick refresher, in case someone has been on Epstein's Island and hasn't heard about what's going on, our sheriff, not only has the attorney general's office brought this quo warranto action against him to have him removed from office, but he's also in federal custody over in Illinois on charges related to witness retaliation, witness tampering, deprivation of rights by handcuffing people he didn't like, lots of things. So the trial was supposed to start today, but it couldn't start because Montgomery himself wasn't there. And the reason he wasn't there, at least according publicly reported, is that the federal authorities, the federal court, did not approve of him being released from federal custody to show up at his state trial. And so they're trying to work that out right now. And if it doesn't happen, and it's rescheduled for tomorrow, and if Montgomery isn't released from the Fed Gray Bar Motel tomorrow, then one of two things are going to happen. Either this is going to go to trial without him, which I think gives him a basis for an appeal and maybe an overturning, even if it's going against him. Or secondly, it gets postponed until the federal court gets around to deciding whether or not they'll release him into custody in order to show up for the state trial.
Everything, you know, would you bet your own $10 on he ends up in jail on a sentence, or you think that this thing goes away somehow?
Oh, I would bet upwards of $27 that he goes to prison on the federal charges because the evidence is overwhelming. And the feds always like to prosecute this political malfeasance. We've seen it, you know, between the St. Louis County executive and the governor of Illinois, you know, there's dedicated prison cells for these positions. And I see him serving a lot of time in federal prison.
What I'm about to say is just gossip. This is not from the KMUX newsroom, but I recently met someone who knows the sheriff, and they said that this was his first real job. I know he's a young guy, but they said like he just hasn't had a real job before this, which doesn't excuse anything, but it adds to sort of why it's interesting.
It gives you an explanation as to why he's buying big gold badges and why he's buying new cars to pick his kids up from daycare. You know, he wants to show off he's got this position. And that really, really does make sense. If you look at who the interim sheriff is, it's someone who was the former police chief in the city. They've got experience, got knowledge, savvy. I would really like to see him stay in the role.
Thank you, Brad.
My pleasure.
To remind you,
you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did we just play this?
We did.
Oh.
I'm sorry, my computer is continuously crashing.
So I'm just glad I don't have Alzheimer's yet. I was like, damn, I think she just played this.
I also was like, I already kind of had this song in my head.
I was grooving to this already.
I think I can see the future.
Another nail in the coffin for my Alzheimer's. Let's all just watch it happen. You know what leads to Alzheimer's?
Wearing a beanie?
Friggin' cold sores.
Do you get those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I have it in the last couple of years because of Smart Mouth, just to add an ad in there. But, since high school.
It leads to Alzheimer's, or it's like an indicator that you'll get it?
It's a mechanism.
Okay.
It, like, delivers it somehow.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got that to look forward to. The only downside to cold sores.
Yeah. No, that's bad about them.
Give you Alzheimer's. You guys heard the term parasocial?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. I never heard it.
I have many parasocial relationships.
Yeah. Can you explain it to the folks?
Yeah. It's like, say you listen to like a podcast or whatever, or like you watch like a YouTuber or whatever, and you just like,
or the show.
Even though, or I mean, it could be said the show. Not to call anybody out or whatever. But like if you think you hear a lot about them and you learn a lot about their life, or at least what they're presenting to you as their life, they don't even know, like, you know, they've never seen you. They've maybe never heard your name or whatever. And so it builds this, one-sided relationship that feels social, but it's not actually necessarily social because it's just one-sided. It's just, you know, a bunch about this. You know this person's birthday and what city they live in, and you know what their wife's name is, and you know what their dog's name is, and you know what they do for fun or whatever. But the other person doesn't really know anything about you.
I have that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have that with celebrities and stars and people I've never met, but like when, say for example, they're on the show, I really feel like I know them.
Yeah, I have it with, you know, streamers I watch, you know, podcasts you listen to. Really, it's almost impossible to not, by definition, not develop one just as you get to know somebody through consuming the content they make, but they don't know you because, you know, you're just consuming their side of it.
Well, especially shows like this, which are so intimate, and especially someone like me who says things I shouldn't say. It's one thing to think that you're good friends with Katie Couric, but, you know.
Yeah.
Why did her name come up in my brain?
Know.
That fascinates me.
Know.
Like, it's just a stream of consciousness.
Dave's got a crush.
It could have been Pinocchio or Rumpelstiltskin, but somehow my brain goes, you know, it'd be funny, Katie Couric.
Well,
Dave's
the big three.
Crush.
Did you guys hear the Rumpelstiltskin when you were little?
Yeah, he's the one. He's the troll that lives under the bridge.
No, he's the one who steals
kids,
and you have to know his name
to
defeat him.
That's a troll.
He's a troll.
Yeah. He lives under
a bridge
probably.
Troll.
I guarantee you, he lives under
a
bridge.
You're thinking of the guy that loved to eat billy goats.
Yeah, that's Billy Goat Gruff.
Who's the one that went to sleep for a long time?
That's Sleeping Beauty.
Nope, that's Rip Van Winkle.
That's Rip Van Winkle. Rumpelstiltskin
Did
he have the loom, or am I making that up?
Yeah.
There was something about a loom.
Yeah,
He just laid down under a bridge, and a bunch of leaves fell on him, and he went to sleep.
Now we're all talking about different stories now.
Is that Rip Van Winkle? Is that what he did?
I think so.
Yeah, someone had someone kidnapped spinning gold.
That was
Sleeping Beauty.
Was it? Well, who spun the gold?
I thought it was Rumpelstiltskin. Because he wanted the gold.
Know.
But in order to defeat him and save everybody, you had to know what his name was.
And then the dumbass.
And he had a crazy name.
The dumbass lit a fire, danced around, and sang a song called My Name is Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think we know.
Yeah, it's like if you like had a bird that you taught to talk and it just, you know, kept saying your name.
From this league heating and cooling weather desk, Dave Murray is here.
Hello there.
I said that off the top of my head. I didn't even have to read it.
There you go. That's good.
I'm a big boy now.
Especially since we missed it yesterday.
Yeah. No one noticed that but you.
Dave.
What were we going to ask Dave about? I don't like to rake my leaves, not only because the activity sucks, but I find it pretty. A lot of people disagree. And Rach looked it up and said that it's actually better for your lawn to keep your leaves on it. Have you heard this?
I've heard it. I don't agree with it all the way because there's a couple of things that can happen. Yes, if you want to leave them there, I'm okay with that. However, if we get snow and the snow stays on the ground for a while and those leaves are there, you get a disease called snow mold.
Wow.
And that can do a job on your lawn. So, I mean, do we have snow cover here in St. Louis for long periods of time? No, but occasionally we do.
Interesting.
And it can cause some problems. So it's a crapshoot.
Yeah. Gorgeous here today in St. Louis.
Yes, 70.
And Dave, for the very first time in my 25-year career, I am doing a broadcast with the windows open in the studio.
All right. Wow.
Because it's been so hot here at the HVAC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look behind Rach, I don't know if you can see it on her camera, but the windows are open.
Are you getting a lot of road noise or anything?
Funny because Steve's like, now we're in St. Louis. So if it gets loud, we're like, we're in St. Louis. I don't think it's going to get loud. But we've had a couple sirens.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's like the weathercast here.
Yeah.
You know, you get snoring dogs.
Sure. You never know.
Trash trucks coming through.
You never know.
It's life. It's life.
Kind of love. I mean, I know I shouldn't. Because it's not, you know, high broadcast quality, but I love the sounds of the city coming in.
I do too.
Very nice.
David, changes tomorrow, right, or tonight?
Yeah, it's really tomorrow is a slow transition day. It's a slow moving low pressure system that's going to take hold. It almost becomes a cutoff low, so it kind of gets stuck in the Midwest. Now, before we get to that, there are thunderstorms developing to our south, primarily south of a Farmington-Carbondale line. Some of those could be severe this evening. So think southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. They do not reach up into the St. Louis area, but they're out there way to the south. Tomorrow, mainly just a cloudy day, partly to mostly cloudy, 60 degrees, about 10 degrees cooler. late night showers Wednesday night. I think that's after midnight. Could be well after midnight. Thursday, periods of rain. Some thunderstorms around 65. Periods of rain Thursday night, 53. And Friday, periods of rain, 59 on Friday. So a really wet stretch Thursday night and Friday. A persistent, widespread, somewhat soaking rain should be able to get this thing out in time for the weekend.
Okay. Excellent.
And tomorrow.
Yes.
Winter forecast.
Very excited.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Very excited.
Show.
You know, I fear the winter forecast the least. Like, there's almost nothing you can say that's going to upset me. If you said it's going to be really cold in January, I'd be like, right on. Now, when it's 5 degrees, my butt's freezing off. But in general, as you know, because we've talked about this many times, I would way prefer it be 45 than 85.
In the wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. The winter forecast scares me the most.
Yeah? Because it's difficult to do?
It's very difficult to do. People tend to remember
true.
The winter forecast.
True.
Especially white Christmas, green Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a two-edged sword for me. But you know what? I enjoy doing it. Been doing it a long time. So
yes.
Bring it on.
How early in your career, if ever, did you kind of reconcile and make friends with, I'm in a business that people get mad at?
Okay. I mean, no, I don't get upset about it. You know, people want to get mad at me. I understand that. You know, it's weather forecasting. Most of the time, it's going to work out just fine. There is a problem with weather forecasting where you could have the forecast right on the money, but somebody's having an event and they don't want it to rain. Even though you've told them it's going to rain.
Yeah.
And then it rains and they go, ah, wrong forecast. Well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. The whole joke about, hey, Dave, thanks for the good weather. Or, hey, Matt Chambers, blah, 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 blah. It's a real thing. Like,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You start to attribute it to whoever you're watching.
Yeah, exactly. And that's an honor to some extent.
Uh-huh.
That means that for the most part, they're believing what you're saying.
Yeah. So true.
That means a heck of a lot to me.
Oh, I just thought of something that Donald Trump said in the last day that I agree with. Let's balance this out, because I crapped on him a lot today. He said that the filet of fish needed more tartar sauce, and I agree. We're simpatico on that.
I just saw that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I also saw that weird thing that he said where he was like, they said, why is it called the Gulf of Mexico? I said, we got to change it. Change the Gulf of America. Maybe it has nothing to do with McDonald's. I mean, maybe it does. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a weird one. That was a weird one.
Everybody in the crowd's like nervously laughing. I'm like, he didn't do that for us, did he?
Headlines Rage.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Americans are planning on spending less this holiday season. Nearly one-third of Americans are spending less on holiday decorations than they did last year. And economic uncertainty is the main reason for their spending changes. 56% of respondents said they're really trying to save money. So reducing both holiday decoration purchases and gift spending this year.
You know what I don't have a good hold on? I'm not one of those guys that doesn't know what a gallon of milk costs. I do all my own grocery shopping. I understand all of that. But the fact that I wear used clothes, I have no idea what clothes should cost. Mm. So when I go Christmas shopping, like for the girls and stuff, and a blouse is $300, I'm like looking around like, is this a joke? Like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it all depends on like the different brands they like and stuff. But yeah, I get what you mean. It would be very confusing if you had like never been clothes shopping before.
Yeah.
And then you go to the mall and it's like, wait, what's reasonable? What's not reasonable here?
Yeah.
Roblox is going to require all of their users to verify their age with facial recognition in order to access the chat features. This begins next month, and it's aimed to limit conversations to similar age groups. I'm sure you've heard the commercials airing on KMOX about the fact that Roblox has become like a predator's dream, basically. Lots of children are being preyed upon in this game. So they're just now finally kind of doing something about that. I don't think it's nearly enough. I also think I don't have kids, so, you know, everyone can get mad at me. I don't think your kid needs to be chatting online before they're a certain age, even if it is, you know, with other 8-year-olds. I think it's probably just a bad idea, but what do I know, right?
Totally agree.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Ex-Harvard President Larry Summers has taken a step back from his public roles after the release of these Epstein emails. He was communicating with Jeffrey Epstein up until the day before he was arrested in 2019. He says, "I'm deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused." Very interesting that you now feel ashamed now that you have been found out.
And it's also very interesting that he's so ashamed of his relationship with Epstein that he's going to take a step back publicly, but he's going to continue teaching classes at Harvard. That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. He's still listed as a member of the ChatGPT OpenAI board as well. He joined that in 2023. So we'll see if he remains a director there. But he, obviously, Larry Summers was a former U.S. Treasury secretary. So we got that going for us here in the U.S. X users faced an early morning outage. I did not notice this. I was on X from like 2 to 4 this morning. I couldn't sleep and I was just looking at stuff on Twitter. It didn't affect me, but a lot of people noticed. And it was because of this Cloudflare provider causing issues with website performance and security. This also happened with ChatGPT, among some other platforms. But services were restored early this morning. The cause of the outages is not clear at this time.
Well, I couldn't understand less about everything you just said. The Cloudflare.
It got my interest. Cloudflare. Yeah. Wow. What's that?
I love weather stuff. Cloudflare. We'll do one more story here because we're pretty late in this segment. The Bezoses, Lauren and Jeff, are funding the Met Gala, a.k.a. the Oscars of Fashion. Organizers announced on Sunday the couple will be partially funding the 2026 Met Gala and its Costume Institute exhibition at the Met. The chosen theme for the 2026 event is costume art.
Does the Met Gala raise money for something good?
I think just the Met itself, which is like, okay, I get you want to raise money for your organization, but it's such a disgusting display of wealth. And I don't understand like the regular people who enjoy watching it at this point. Like I watch it and I just don't, it's so different than my life. And it's like everyone's walking the red carpet as if their dress is changing lives. And look, I like fashion. I like fashion a lot, but it just feels very wrong in this day and age to me.
I agree. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
You got it. I live on the
palm of the... In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, 351 DJS. We have the think tank coming up after this with Steve Ellman and Donna Behringer. KFC wants us to eat fried chicken on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. They added a new festive feast meal that comes with a bucket of chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and a flight of three different gravies, brown, white, and peppercorn, and a new one called Southwest Cheddar.
Never been more sold. I will take it. Sign me up. Unfortunately, I would love to do something non-traditional this year, but my wife is doggedly determined. It's got to have Thanksgiving on turkey.
I like non-traditional.
Or whatever, however that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best non-traditional thing you've done? If you've ever...
QT hot dogs.
Yeah.
Literally 2 years ago when I went by Capitol Grill to pick up Thanksgiving, but there wasn't any turkey.
Oh, right.
And I went to QT and bought like 30 hot dogs.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
That is fun.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't turkey, but.
2022, my wife and I went up to Chicago, like a little north of Chicago, on Thanksgiving for something that we were going to do the day after. And we ended up having to eat like hours past when you should eat them 7-Eleven roller dogs. I thought there would be something that was open Thanksgiving, but there was nothing in this whole town.
Remember when Fee was little, one Christmas, I don't know why we did this, but instead of doing anything traditional at home, we all went to Hunan Star at Manchester in 270, which she called Poo Poo Platter. And it's one of our most memorable Christmases.
Because
it was just so different. And it's so fun. And it's Christmas, and you're out, and you're having General Tso's chicken and stuff. So, let's see here.
I don't like the sound of the Southwest cheddar gravy, though. That's not a gravy. If it has cheese in it, that can't be a gravy. That's just a sauce.
It's just a sauce.
Don't call it a gravy.
Have you seen the potato bed trend yet?
Potato bed?
The potato bed.
No.
I will sleep in that. Yeah.
Step one. Grab a fitted sheet and put it upside down on your bed. Don't pull it around your mattress.
I have seen those.
Just stretch it out and leave it face up. Step two, fill the edges of the bed with sheets or pillows or blankets.
Or potatoes.
Step three, add a blanket or two on top, then just climb on in and go to sleep.
Okay.
So you're like the inside of a little baked potato.
I only read it halfway. I filled, instead of of pillows and blankets, I filled it with mashed potatoes. So, bit of a mess on the old bed.
I mean, I guess I've been sleeping like a baked potato forever.
Is that how you?
Yeah, I have. I'm like surrounded by pillows and, you know, very cocooned in.
Sounds cozy.
People who sleep with one blanket are psychopaths.
I'm a one blanket person.
Sometimes
I'm a no blanket person.
What?
Well, I weigh...
What are you, Dracula?
Three times what both of you weigh combined, so sometimes it gets a little hot at night.
Man.
Gets a little warm. Especially the old wife is much smaller than I am, so she wants 9 different blankets, and we have a heated mattress pad.
I love how you just blame Megan for everything.
Seriously. It's her fault.
Hear me out on this.
Hear me out. It's all her
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.